It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we're headed back to Walt Disney World.
Whoa.
And we're headed back to the Magic Kingdom.
What?
And we're headed back to Liberty Square.
You're kidding.
Nope. Not even a little bit, buddy. Just can't get enough of that sweet, sweet Liberty, man.
I think we went from fun fact 1 to fun fact 76 without ever talking about Liberty Square again. And then now 2 in a row.
Hey, it's Liberty Squares all the way down. So, Jeremy.
Yes.
In Liberty Square, over next to the Hall of Presidents, there's a nondescript building there. It's just a building, not, you know, there's nothing to go inside. But my question for you is, if a fire was to break out in that building, who would be responsible for putting it out? And yes, this might be the most random question I've asked you in a fun fact to date.
Well, I said Reedy Creek.
That's a fair point. But no. No, there's somebody who's got a claim on it before them.
Santa Claus?
Yes, yes. Santa is well known for his firefighting abilities. I mean, he does go down all those chimneys and everything. He doesn't get burned there, but I don't, you know, maybe if he had a chance to stop by while he's making his rounds on Christmas Eve, you know, but other than that, no. So you're already out of guesses?
The Headless Horseman?
Yes, yes. The Headless Horseman, also known for his firefighting abilities.
The funnel cake guy from Sleepy Hollow?
Also very likely the person who would actually be responsible for this, but no. No. If there was a fire... Sorry, I just got this image of the funnel cake guy running around in the bucket of water.
Oh, oh no!
No, it would be the Philadelphia Contribution Ship.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, so apparently, back before firefighting was handled at a municipal, civic, city level, it used to be handled privately. So in a single city, you might even have multiple fire departments. And different fire departments were responsible for different houses based on who paid them, right? So you essentially paid for fire insurance, but that wasn't, you know, it's like fire insurance today just means if your stuff catches on fire, you can go buy new stuff and we'll give you money to do that. Back then it was, you can pay to make sure that if your place catches on fire, somebody will actually come and put it out.
Yeah, so you're bringing up a lot of real good reasons why the privatization of a fire prevention or firefighting might be an issue.
Right. Well, but at the time, you know, you didn't have the resources at the civic level to make that happen.
Just have a bunch of fire engines sitting outside your house saying,
right,
it's $500.
I mean, anytime you want to pay up. But if you didn't want to wait until that time, you could go ahead and pay for your fire insurance. And the way that the engines would know, yeah, this is a place that we're supposed to, you know, we're responsible for taking care of this place, is you would get a marker. And that marker for the Philadelphia Contribution Ship, which happens to be a private fire insurance company that was founded by Benjamin Franklin, is four hands interlocking. And if you look at this nondescript building just off to the side of the Hall of Presidents, there's a marker on the building, the little plaque with the four hands intertwined, indicating that they are all paid up currently with their fire insurance dues and can, you know, will be taken care of by the Philadelphia Contribution Ship.
God, this sounds so mafia-ish. We'll take care of you. You're all paid up.
That's right. You're all paid up. If there's a fire, something...
It'd be a real shame if something happened to your family.
And the four hands interlocking doesn't make it any less. But yeah, actually, this was a very common thing back in the day. In fact, you can also see not this exact plaque, but you can see other plaques at New Orleans Square in Disneyland. They have markers on the sides of their buildings as well, because again, it's true to the time that New Orleans had the same sort of deal where different firehouses handle different houses based on who paid in.
Probably going to take Philadelphia a little while to get down there.
Well, you know, I mean, they are paid up, so you'd think they would at least be first on the list, right? Maybe they've got one engine that's kind of idling and, ooh, I don't know.
Maybe back in the day, we had a very loose understanding of how fire works. Does consume pretty absolutely.
But only eventually, man. I mean, come on. And it doesn't take that long to get there from Philadelphia. Sorry, I don't have a fun fact to tell you exactly how long, and I'm not Google mapping that right now. But next time you're at Walt Disney World, look to the left and a little bit around the corner from the Hall of Presidents. Find the little plaque with the four interlocking hands, and that is the Philadelphia contribution ship saying that, yep, they're going to cover this place in case of fire.
And I mean, like the poo-poo streets, you know, this is a nice, like, actual throwback to the era.
Yeah, and it's another one of those things that's just there. And you can look up and go, what's that weird thing that has hands on it? And just kind of leave it be. But if you actually want to dig into it, you can find out that, yeah, this was another catching the things that need to be, you know, need to be shown for this to be that era at that time. So
mm-hmm.
Another fun little thing the Imagineers put in there. In fact, you might call it a fun fact.
That's the name of the show.
And I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, strange, or obscure fact, don't forget we're trying to annoy Claire this year.
Right.
You can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, at Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast, or you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact, and until then, have a magical day.